Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar's here. Jeff's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, almost 13 years, is a great member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer, the author of a number of books on home officing and teleworking, and the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was a national award the SBA bestowed upon him, and we are glad he's part of our world. Jeffrey, welcome back.
I'm glad to be part of your world, and thank you for making me.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Jeff?
It's what gets me out of bed once every 2 weeks.
Living the dream every time.
Exactly.
Hey, Jeff.
It's like the sign I saw in a urinal, above a urinal once. It's
oh,
beer.
Oh.
It's what gets me up in the afternoon, you know?
Okay, Jeff, that's enough. Hey, what's going on today? What you got on your mind?
Well, you know what? I think that one of the ideas that I was thinking about recently, I was at a client's office yesterday, and I was looking at his, he's an attorney, and I was looking at, you know, in his waiting room, all the magazines for his industry that are strewn about, and I grabbed one, and it was a pretty thick magazine. I mean, ad sales are up, so it's good, but it had lots of, probably 120 pages and lots of great ideas, and I'm like, do you mind if I take this? He says, sure, why? I said, because this thing is filled with ideas that we can exploit for writing your blog, for social media, for you getting
now,
out.
Now, what does an attorney need to do? What would an attorney want to do social media and write a blog?
If you think about it, an attorney is just a businessman.
That's
okay?
Right.
And I mean, any attorney is, but he's a small attorney. He's got a couple people working under him, but he owns the shop. He works in a specific targeted area. He works mm-hmm. with condominiums and the like and homeowners mm-hmm. associations. So he needs to, his best way, I asked him yesterday, how do you get your business? He said, word of mouth. And he runs ads, but it's word of mouth. So he needs to be in front of people,
right.
Managers of associations.
A lot of people don't think about attorneys as doing any marketing.
But maybe they
see their ads, they see their
right.
advertisement, but advertisement is not the same thing. Advertising is part of marketing, but it's not all about marketing. I mean, there are other things
exactly.
like telling this story or talking about showing your or demonstrating your expertise or something like that.
Exactly, and that's what I was coming away with when I was talking to him. I said, look, there's some great ideas in this magazine that we can write about. There's some, you know, there's events coming up that you could, you know, look through this magazine. We can find some that might be here in our market and you can speak at. You can write teasers that you can send to your existing clients and, hey, have you thought about, you know, your insurance lately, you know, to protect your property, windstorm insurance or whatever the case may be, or your premiums, or your, you know, your...
So basically you said look to your industry, publication, and organizations to find things, to find content that you are an expert on that you can write about, you can blog about. And that's good advice for every small business owner in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And that also includes, for example, you know, if it's a magazine, hey, I saw a story you wrote, you know, maybe here's this, you could pitch yourself as an expert, you know, to be interviewed. You can also just use that to expand your own horizons. This isn't necessarily just about marketing.
Right.
You see one of these magazines, whatever it is, it could be plumbing, it could be floral shops, it could be carpentry, whatever. Hey, look, there's some trends going on in my industry that I didn't even know about. Maybe I should start, you know, exploring this, or maybe I should start offering this, or maybe I should get into a sidelight or have a new product offering that I didn't have before that the trend seemed to be pointing towards.
You know, so, Jeff, 10 years ago, you and I were recommending that small business owners start writing and start telling their stories,
mm-hmm.
putting up on their website. And that was back in the day when it was a big deal. It was a big rigmarole to actually make a change to your website. And there were no blogs to speak of. And it was email marketing, but basically we were saying, okay, write an article, put it up on your website. And we believed that was right. It was the right thing to tell people, but it was not as easy. It wasn't easy to do. Today, right. You can do that with falling off a log. So there's no excuse. And you know, now your only excuse would be, well, I'm not a very good writer. Well, you're an expert. You know the language. If you need somebody to help you edit, get a college intern to help you edit what you're doing. But find a topic, write two paragraphs, write 135 words on this topic and put it up on your blog.
And you know what? The key part of that is, A, you're getting content out there. If you believe in the power of the internet to deliver traffic to your business, then you're feeding this search engine optimization. You're feeding SEO by keeping content fresh and recurring on your website. It's got to be topical, fresh, and recurring. You got to do it all the time. It's got to have the keywords that are important to your business, and it's got to be consistent. You got to be putting it up.
Well, let me throw another one out. Some parts of the country experienced frost conditions recently. That they haven't been having because we've had a mild winter, right?
Right.
So if you're in the nursery business, that'd be a great thing. If you know that's coming, that'd be a great thing to call your local radio station and say, hey, would you like to have a guest on to talk about helping people get their plants up and how to deal with the frost, blah, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you don't have to write anything for that. Just tell them what you know.
Absolutely.
And a lot of these local stations are looking for that kind of thing on their local program.
You know what I did that
you
about?
You drop in, maybe even on the phone. You drop in for 2 minutes.
Right. I did that years ago with a local TV station when home officing really started to take off. I called the local TV station. I knew one of the producers. I said, I'm willing to come down as often as you guys want for a weekday morning segment, and we'll talk about some facet of micropreneurship or home office. And I was on that show. It was like a weekly stint I was on it for like 6 months. And great exposure. And all I did was I asked.
Folks,
all you have to do is ask.
The future of getting business has got to include your ability to connect with people on an expertise level through referrals on a low-key connecting way, not that advertising is going to go away, but it's going to become a smaller piece of your over. It's going to become one of the components, not everything, but one of the components of your future of getting new customers and keeping customers. The things Jeff has been talking about, this is going to become a bigger part of your world. So you just got to get used to it and start doing it. 20 after, right back with Jeff Sabar. His website, by the way, folks, is chiefhomeofficer.com.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.